Sometimes you gotta wonder whoever thought up cell phone cameras. Oh, they're nice, you know, if something suddenly pops up you want to capture. But how many times have I been looking goofy or just plain old ugly? Some smart aleck quietly permanentizes that moment with his cute little camera. Is there somewhere where we are safe from the lens that never forgets? Apparently not. Just ask the politicians, the celebrities, even the royals, who suddenly have been unpleasantly and even angrily surprised by photos they never even knew existed. Recently, a former paparazzi was in the news showing just how far the prying eye can reach. He set up his monster lens camera across the river from where the reporter in this segment was standing in New York City. And he got amazing pictures of her from half a mile away. The reporter's only comment, good thing I was dressed modestly. No kidding. Well, Mr. Ex-Paparazzi made this suggestion. Always assume there's a camera. I've been thinking about that. Assume there's a camera thing. It's actually pretty good advice. Because God doesn't miss a thing. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. And I want to have a word with you today about cameras everywhere. Now, the Bible makes sure that we're not surprised by that. Our word for today from the Word of God, Proverbs 5, verse 21, says, a man's ways are in full view of the Lord. Oh, and the Bible says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. And in Hebrews 4, 13, it says, everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Wow. Those last words are the disturbing part. We must give account. There really will be a day when we will answer for our lives, including our darkest secrets. Romans chapter 2 says, God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ. Martin Luther said he had only 2 days on his calendar, today and Judgment Day. Not bad. And it's not just our actions. No, God knows every word I speak, every thought I think. And the Bible says he will even expose the motives of men's hearts. First thought, does anybody stand a chance when God holds me accountable for everything I've ever said or thought or done? What about when all the closets are opened, all the secrets exposed, all the sin laid bare before his holy eyes? I wouldn't stand a chance if Jesus hadn't died on a cross to erase it all. He absorbed all the guilt, all the punishment, of all the sin of my life. The Bible says he carried our sins in his own body on the tree. He chose to, not because I in any way deserve that sacrifice. He simply loves me that much. He simply loves you that much. And as the Bible says, perfect love drives out fear, including my very well-founded fear of facing a holy God someday with all my sin laid bare before him. Jesus has taken away that fear because of the judgment day that Jesus had in my place when he took my judgment all alone on a cross. And he did that for you. He does what no one else in the universe can do. He hits the delete button that erases a lifetime of sin. It's pretty awesome to know that every sin of your life is erased forever from God's book. To know you're finally clean and you're safe. You want to experience that wonderful, forgiving miracle, that clean inside miracle that only Jesus can do? I encourage you to check out our website and find out there exactly how to begin your personal relationship with this amazing, sin-forgiving Savior. Go to anewstory.com, anewstory.com. And find out how this cleansing miracle can happen to you. And today can be the beginning of your new story.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.